am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and we're anything but great.
Yeah, but we do a good imitation.
No.
And that's all that counts.
We show up. That's what counts.
Oh, hey. And something very noisy going out behind us.
Something very big and noisy.
Yeah, and it's still going, and it's still going. And well, anyway, we are here with Sean Chupless. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Of Crew Dog Electronics. I love that name, Crew Dog Electronics.
Sounds very
interesting.
Say
it with me, kids.
Crew Dog.
Crew Dog Electronics. How are you today, sir?
Good, good. Excited to be here. This is my first year at Oshkosh.
Oh, boy.
Another newbie.
Yeah, aluminum overload. But he's used to it by now.
Well, he flies for the military. He's seen all kinds of aluminum.
Well, that's true.
Big stuff.
And it never ceases to amaze him that it flies.
That's right.
Anyway, we're here to talk to you about ADS-B, the hot-button subject for all of us financially prudent pilots.
I was going to say financially strapped
pilots. Well, I'm trying to put a nice spin on it.
There you go.
Didn't work.
Nope, not at all.
So let's talk about state-of-the-art. What's the state-of-the-art now?
Sure. State-of-the-art actually is open-source software. So the prudent pilots, as you so aptly put it, are looking for solutions that don't necessarily go over the $1,000 price range, which is what they only used to be available before. So a group of people back in 2015 started the Stratix project, and it was collaborators, pilots that happened to be programmers as well, got together and tried to make a ADS-BN solution based on hardware that was already commercially available. So they put this together, and that's kind of how I got involved in this whole thing. About a year ago, I was flying G4s in Hawaii for my reserve job, but I also do
tough job.
It was a really tough job, really tough duty. I had to live out in Hawaii and fly around the islands. It's tough, but I did it. I made it through. But I got back to my main love in aviation, which was instructing. And so I was an instructor in the KC-10 when I was active duty, and out in Hawaii I started doing CFI work, people that had never flown before, people getting their instrument ticket commercial, and I wanted to have some way to see the traffic, because this is Hawaii. There's aircraft flying around, helicopters, and a way to get updated weather, because there's islands with water in between. So if your one landing spot has some weather there, you'd like to know about it. So a friend of mine who was also a CFI but a programmer said, hey, you should check out this Stratix project. So I put it together, and it's this little board, and you kind of push things together, and there's things sticking out. It didn't look the prettiest, but it worked. And so after that, it just kind of changed the way I was able to fly, because I was able to see traffic, weather. It made me feel a lot safer. And so I started this company, Crew Dog Electronics, for people that either don't want to take the time to put this together themselves or aren't very tech savvy. And I just want to get ADS-B tech out there to everybody, because, hey, it's our tax dollars, right? ADS-B is FAA funded, and at the end of the day, that's our tax dollars. We should have a way to have this available.
At the end of the day, we're going to have to get one anyway.
Very true.
Sooner or later.
So, yeah. So it started off as a little breadboard, and now you've packaged it up, made it sexy, made it easy for us non-electronics people.
Absolutely. And the other thing, like I said, I spent a lot of time as an instructor, so I take pride in telling people things in a manner they can understand. So I have a lot of YouTube videos, too. Even for people that want to assemble this themselves, my YouTube channel, Crew Dog Electronics, I show you exactly how I do it from start to finish. So if you want to buy the parts yourself, I give you a parts list and show you, hey, this is how I go about it from start to finish. You can assemble your own too. And that's the cool thing about this community. There's people with all different sorts of aircraft, and everybody's supportive on their different airframes. I even have people have powered parachutes
with ADS-B
oh, just so they can see what's going on.
Wow. Yeah, I always thought they came with a grass cockpit.
Funny. We'll weed that out later. Is this meant to be a portable unit, or can it be panel installed?
It can actually be both. The unit I sell is portable. It has a little suction cup mount and a battery on the back that's strapped together. So you can just take it and stick it to the window. And actually, a lot of people that don't own their aircraft and rent use my unit, because they can just take it out,
right,
and move it to the next aircraft. But there are some people that permanently install it in their aircraft as well. And actually, Steve Sokol with Open Flight Solutions has built a whole panel display based on the Stratix project. And that's the good thing about being open source. Anyone can use the software to modify it to do whatever they want. And now we're even seeing second layer applications. A gentleman named John worked with an A-10 pilot to make an augmented reality heads-up display using the Stratix as a sensor base. So you basically just take an iPad, put it up there, and it paints a speed tape, your heading, mm-hmm, points it to the nearest airport, and points out live traffic, too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. And then it's on the cheap.
Yeah.
Yes, on the Chief.
Very good for situational awareness, and everybody wins. And it doesn't run on Windows 10.
Oh, boy. Nice. You're going to be a hater, huh?
No, I'm just stating the obvious. Is there anybody out there at all that likes Windows 10? Please let us know.
Anyway.
We're still looking.
Anyway, so how has it been received? I imagine there's a lot of people getting excited over it.
There are a lot of people excited, and that's actually the part for me that's been really exciting coming to Oshkosh, besides the fact that I'm a total plane geek and I've been in aviation my whole life. Actually, I've only been doing online sales before now. So coming here and having people say, hey, I want to come up and shake your hand. Thank you for doing this. This has helped me fly safer. That's really rewarding for me, because I'm a military reservist. I fly for a major airline. I keep busy. So this isn't really my main drive. This is something that I'm passionate about, because I'm passionate about getting this out there, because I think it helps people fly safer. Right. So interacting with people and having people come up to me and say, hey, I bought from you and you gave me some tech support over email. It really makes me feel good.
There you go.
All right. So bottom line is this. What kind of money are we talking here?
So the funny thing is, if you type in ADS-B on Amazon, I'm who pops up. I'm actually the number one selling ADS-B receiver on Amazon, and it's got 150 reviews, 5 stars. I'm sure you've been on Amazon before, but it's not very common for people to have 5-star reviews. The customers love it. I sell for $250 on Amazon. I've been doing a discount here at Oshkosh. It's a price point much lower than anything else out there. And like I said, I support people building it themselves. So if they go on YouTube, you can build a kit based on parts there, too.
Well, we're definitely going to check that out.
Absolutely.
Some YouTube channels.
Does it come with a hammer for tech support?
Nice.
No, it doesn't come with a hammer. Email address and actually a phone, too. And I answer text messages twice a day. So I'm...
No matter where you are.
No matter where in the world I am. And that's, different from day to day. But yes, I keep up with it.
So what's next? Do you have plans to expand your Crew Dog line, if you want to call it that?
Yeah, I do. Actually, the next thing I'm looking at is LED lighting. So I'm working with a gentleman in New Mexico, and we're designing some different LED lighting, because that's, again, another thing that helps you fly a little safer, brighter. The bulbs last longer, not as hot. So that's the next thing we're looking at. And just getting out of Naval War College, one of my electives was in drones and autonomous technology, and being a techie with a computer science degree undergrad, I'm looking at something, doing a project in drones and something with AI. And I think that'll be the next kind of longer term project.
Yeah, AI in general is not something you can throw together on a weekend.
No.
No, but it's actually getting a lot easier, which is interesting.
There's open source hardware all over the place for drones. So.
Yeah, the open source thing is just a game changer, because you can leverage that to go and do a project and put it together quicker than going and home baking it yourself.
And there's always someone smarter than you out there working on the problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
willing to share.
There's always plenty of advice out there on the internet. The problem is to sort out what's the good stuff and what's not so good.
Yes, absolutely.
This aviation thing's a fad.
Yeah, it's going to go away. We're all going to end up back with horses again.
That's right. How are you planning to expand to employees?
I do have employees. So I have a production team, and I brought some people with me. The other thing I'll mention, that my company is 100% veteran-owned and operated. So two of the people that I brought with me, one of them was Air Force Special Ops and a flight engineer on the KC-10. The other guy was a medic in the Air Force. So
that counts.
Yes, it counts. He's seen some things.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And we have someone to cover us in case we get heat exhaustion at the tent. So
that's right.
It's good.
That's the real reason they brought
also
him.
Also for first aid on the production line if you get stabbed with one of
those
little pins.
Exactly,
He's got a lot of Band-Aids, huh?
He insisted that we get thimbles for our thumbs so you don't...
That's right.
On the board.
See? Smart guy. Smart
that
guy.
That also comes in handy when you're using the hammer to tweak the unit, you know?
Yes.
So how many of these have you sold?
I've sold about over 4,000. The project at large is somewhere between 20 and 25,000, but I've only been involved with it in the past year, and it's been around since 2015. But it's been an overwhelming reception from a business that I started just on my kitchen table as something to put together and see how it went. I've been surprised how much people have demanded these things.
Now, obviously, these things are not certified like most aircraft stuff. So how do you get around that?
It's really treated as kind of like a portable GPS receiver. So you can take it, it's portable,
Since it's not permanently installed in the aircraft, it doesn't have to be certified.
Correct.
Good. I mean, it's a computer. It's going to work. It's going to give you the same accuracy as the $6 million version.
Right.
So.
And the good thing is everything's kind of replaceable on it. The battery is not permanently installed. You can use your own battery. And I try to make it for the use cases for everybody, because I have customers that do everything. I've GA customers. I've had some people talking to me during Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. They were using it to deconflict traffic. Some military people that have it as a backup, even some airline pilots, commercial people. So I'd try and make it work for anybody and be able to modify it for uses. And I think it's really all about choice, because the other great thing about open source is it works with every major electronic flight bag software, except for Garmin, because, you know, Garmin's model is to work with Garmin.
Right.
But people can use it on an Android tablet, an iPad, 4Flight, iFly, FlyQ, WingX, whatever it is that you use.
So that's a nice, so you can overlay it.
Yep. And you can be flying, say you have one of these units in the cockpit, say you're using iFly and your buddy's using WingX, you can both be displaying that information on your tablets, even though you use different software.
Oh, there you go.
I like that. Universal fits all stuff.
Exactly.
It works good. Yeah, there is a lot of proprietary software out there, and you know they all have to keep their little empires going, and there's nothing wrong with that. But open source, I think, gives you a lot more flexibility, and that's what we need right now is flexibility.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives you choices, and at the end of the day, I think open source makes software work better because, you, like you said, you have other people collaborating on it. And not always the best opinions, but there's been a lot of studies out there, and open source software generally has fewer bugs because you have more people looking at the code and it's more transparent.
Right, right. Where can we find you on the field?
So I am in booth 790 in the Fly Market. So if you go to the Fly Market and look behind the EA merchandise booth and the food booth, I'm back there in the corner, back up against the fences.
And great. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Sean. This has been Sean Shupless of Crew Dog Electronics.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.